The following movie may contain... Oh, fuck this. I fucked it up. Fuck it. Do it live. The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, nudity. Viewer discretion is advised. I pissed my pants!
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Roberts, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is 4 a.m. once again. That means it's time for the 4 a.m. podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I'm your host, as always, Tony. Joining me today is...
Brian.
Spider Joe.
Spider Joe.
I'm filth. I'm filth. I came from filth. I'm going to filth. I'm filth. I'm filth. I'm Rob.
If you're going with the insect reference, I get it. Because it's from The Tick, but it's just, that's a weird one. Anyway.
Hey, Tony. The intimate spider went up the water spout.
Hey, Brian. Do you hate spiders?
I hate spiders so much.
Do you really hate spiders?
I hate you for making me watch this movie, actually.
Well, they don't like you either. It's one of the taglines.
Is it really?
It really is.
From Star Wars.
Let the squishing begin. It's the biggest, nastiest mutant spider movie of all time. We did Eight-Legged Freaks from 2002.
Let the squishing begin. It's an 18-year-old Scarlett Johansson.
Wow. Directed by Elroy...
Elroy Jetson.
Yes, Elroy Jetson. I already forgot this fucking guy. Mark,
that would have explained a lot, though, if it was just like a kid Elroy's age. Just like, yeah, spiders!
So it was Ellery Elkayam.
Yes.
Which I'm pretty sure is a made-up name.
It sounds like
I it. Could just be horribly insensitive, but...
Elroy Jetson and a few other kids exclusive. In a trench coat.
Can I also say it would greatly explain his directing list here?
What is the directing list?
We have Larger Than Life, a short he did, which is basically the beginnings of this movie. It kind of got flushed out and made into a full-fledged movie. They Nest, Return of the Living Dead, Rave to the Grave...
Rave to the Grave?
Yes.
Rave to the Grave.
Return of the Living Dead, Necropolis.
Whoa.
Is this Uwe Boll's friend or something?
That's the one where the zombies were funny. Return of the Living Dead.
Some of the Return of the Living Dead movies, yes.
Okay.
Also, he did Without a Paddle When Nature Calls. And that's it. So we haven't heard much from him since 2009 when he made a sequel to Without a Paddle. That's sad.
That is pretty bad.
Look, make your money. Get your paychecks. Create things.
Just try harder. Make your money.
Just try harder.
Something else.
All right. So what's your personal history with this movie, Joe?
I didn't know it existed until whoever rolled it last week rolled it. That was Rob.
I believe that was me.
And your personal history, Rob?
Well, I remember back in the day, my brother really wanted to see this in theaters. And so he convinced me to go see it with him in theaters, and I saw it with him in theaters, and I have not seen it since then.
Okay, Brian.
I never saw this before. I don't like spiders. Spiders is not my thing, so therefore I would not see this movie.
Do you like turtles?
I like turtles.
All right. I definitely...
Fuck spiders.
I was interested in this. It seemed like a modern B movie, and it was...
modern.
Sorry, girl's mom. Fuck spiders.
BM movies.
Not the B movie. It's a spider movie. But I also had a thing for Scarlett Johansson. Not going to lie. That was part of why I wanted to see this.
Which, in 2002, when this came out, fine. Because you were around the same age like that. Like, totally fine.
We're still around the same age.
But, like, now that we're old, and the one that someone in this room might have been whatever about on the screen is not old.
What? She was 18, Brian.
I think he's saying your comments were dirty and unacceptable.
Listen, I just pointed out that she was
unacceptable.
I apologize.
She was running into the room in one scene, and she was like bouncing violently, and so was I.
It was uncomfortable.
No F words, though.
I am glad I did not watch this.
Be glad. Plus, like. I hate spiders, so I'm all itchy the whole time watching this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, fortunately, the spider animations were so terrible. Like, I was good for most of it.
between the two of us, it really was the Itchy and Scratchy show.
But yeah, there was a couple scenes that like, got me, but I was okay.
What you were doing was not itching. And it was not because of spiders.
I put my VR headset on. I was watching an old weird lady sing a song.
What? We're back to the Star Wars.
I just can't get away from it.
Yeah, it took me a minute there. So yeah, this is produced by our good pal Dean Devlin. Yeah,
our good pal.
Well, he's going to come up a lot on this program, I'm sure. As I said, it was inspired by the film Larger Than Life. By the same guy. Originally, it was going to be called Iraq Attack, which is why we get that drop twice in this movie. But the
dumbest name.
But I think Hasbro had the licensing rights to that phrase, so.
No, they were a little concerned because this was around the time of the Iraq War.
That's true.
So.
Solid. Yeah. Solid as a rock.
They instead decided to go with a line that was improvised by David Arquette during the movie.
That was improvised?
It was improvised. Cool. Where he called them eight-legged freaks. They threw in a little Bowie reference with the spiders from Mars, because I guess they were fans of the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the spiders from Mars from 1972.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I never heard that line in the movie.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they were saying they were aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any better. Dean Devlin, you suck.
As we certainly found out by the end, they threw in the Itsy Bitsy Spider song, but it was actually used as the base for the song played anytime the spiders were attacking. Mm-hmm. So that's a thing. And, of course, there was a video game tie-in called The Eight-Legged Freaks Let the Squishing Begin, which was released in 2002 and could be downloaded for free from their official website, which I did do. And that game was horrible. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Better or worse than the Independence Day diskettes that you would get from the toys?
I'd say worse.
Okay.
We're talking like early Lara Croft level graphics, but like like most of it is missing because they didn't have the budget for like backgrounds and shit. And it's all just, I from what I remember, I think it was all just a like, how long can you last game?
You just described the Beast Wars game.
Yeah, kind of. But you're on the roof and you're just shooting at spiders and there's no way you can win. As far as I could tell, there was no way to win.
Because you would either
eventually get killed or the game would crash. That's the only way to get through it.
And you just spent the whole time hoping for one or the other.
Yeah. So, anyone want to guess at how much money this movie cost to make?
There was a lot of CGI, so I'm going to guess.
There was a lot of very low-budget CGI.
I'm going to guess $1 million.
I'm going to go...
Wait, I'm going to guess $3 million, because I bet Scarlett Johansson sued them for sexual harassment at some point. These creepy-ass dudes
after
all
the,
over.
The spider cocky scene?
Yes. Yeah. I bet that scene in particular got someone sued, and that's why she really hit him in the balls. So $3 million. So
$3 million from Brian, all right.
I'm going to go $5 million.
This is 2002?
Mm-hmm.
$25
million. Well, good for Joe for getting that close, because it was $30 million.
All right, all right. Well, you know
that's
what?
2002. You
as bad as the CG was, it was decent for the time.
Yes. I was going to save that for later, but yeah, the CGI is actually really good for this period. It does not hold up well. Yeah, well, if you look at
other movies,
better
than a lot of the movies.
It
holds up better than Alien.
Hold up. I'm using Rob's argument. Jurassic Park already came out
10 years earlier.
Yeah. 10 years earlier,
and cost twice
and
as
it's
much.
The best
to make.
They can do.
Yeah. Yeah, again, cost twice as much. It had Spielberg behind it.
Spielberg and Lucas.
They
and,
also used a lot of practical effects, which this movie did not.
There was a couple of spider puppets, I think.
Yeah, maybe one or two, but like, we're not putting Jurassic Park money into
nothing
this.
Nothing that made me gasp laugh.
No. Anyone want to guess how much this movie made?
$40 million.
$7 million.
$3 million and a taser to the balls.
points to Rob, then. It was $46 million. Oh. So they're not broke, but they're not happy.
Worth the price of admission for that taser scene alone.
Yeah, really had a like a marketing budget or that considerable of one because I didn't even know it existed.
I don't know. I remember
Joe. There was an official website where you could download the game.
Yeah, but like
I remember seeing this like
cost you much.
Commercial a bunch of times though.
Yeah. You could also get wallpaper for your computer.
Did you have that too?
I had some of that too. Which, by the way, included the Scarlett Johansson spider cocky scene.
Yo, like...
It's a rack attack. Like, all over your face.
That was not CGI. They really shot goo on her face.
They legit. Brian was watching a different video than the rest of us. Legit. He was watching one of his Avengers fan fiction movies.
I was just going to say it's better than that Avengers meme they made.
That's why they call her...
Because you can tell someone had a can of slush ring and just sprayed it in her fucking face.
And from that moment on, she vowed she would be the Black Widow. That's she right. would be the one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it was. So is that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, she had the taser in her hand. She's like, can I put this in a baton?
I'm going to be a Black Widow. I'm going to have my own taser. I'm going to have a big-ass butt. I'm going to kill all of my lovers.
Kill everyone. Everyone.
All right. But, so let's also not forget that some of this money went into our cast, as it were. Who we got up here, Joe?
All right, we got this guy, David Arquette, which you can get for like $20 and a sandwich.
I don't know. This was 2002. This was around the height of the Scream movies. That's true. He was a hot ticket.
It would have to be a hot sandwich.
Two of them.
And a drink.
And a drink.
And you have to go pick them up and bring them back.
Yeah, like you'd have to get them a full Subway combo.
Yeah.
And yeah, you'd have to pick them up. Nowadays, I mean.
So you're saying we're one Uber Eats order away from getting David Arquette here.
Well, right now, I think just the bun, if it's still relatively warm and has some mayo on it, he'll probably take that.
That is yeah, he'll so just
be
gross.
Like, he'll just be like, what condiments you got in your fridge? I can make this work.
Tony, I know it's gross, but it's protein, okay? He needs protein.
Did you say Wakanda?
For a second, I was like, what?
I'm just, I don't know why, but now I'm just picturing little Black Panther defending your fridge.
Black Panther does defend my fridge.
That's awesome.
He knows you guys are coming every Friday. He's going to take charge.
You get the snacks out there. You don't touch what's in here.
Yeah. All right, so you got
he pulls down his lip, but he's just got like Oreo crumbs on his teeth. That's the signal.
I was thinking he's got the picture of little Debbie inside his lip.
The key to get into my house is you pull down your lip, and if you got enough Big League Chew in your gum, I'll let you in.
All right, so now you got Kerry Werer as Sheriff Samantha.
Speak
Parker.
Into your microphone, Joseph.
Sorry,
we cannot hear you.
You got Scott Tara as Mike Parker. You got Scarlett Johansson as Ashley Parker. Doug E. Doug as Harlan Griffith. And Rick Overton as Deputy Pete Willis.
Who is the other lady?
The other lady?
Carrie. What?
Carrie Werer.
As Sheriff Samantha Parker.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, basically, I think what we're dealing with here is we're just
She's
one...
pretty. What?
No, that's... I'm fine with Carrie Werer. But we're one, like, tier above a sci-fi original movie.
Yes, well, yeah, really let's is. Not forget honorable mention Frank Welker as the voice of all the spiders.
Yeah. Well, that goes without saying.
Wait, just say that again. The voice of the spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Let that sink in.
You know what's weird, though? I didn't see him. I heard him in another movie. I don't remember what movie it was, but it was like a bear that was attacking, mm-hmm. and it was like growling and roaring like a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded like an actual friggin' bear.
Okay,
yeah, he's good at what
he's
does.
Freaking amazing. Sounded like a bear. I thought it was just actual bear sounds, but it's Frank Welker.
I want him and what's the guy's name? Mike Winslow or yes. Jonesy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two of them. Just have a whole movie, like someone just animate them making noises.
Sure. We could do that. That'd be like Fantasia, but.
Yes, but just.
Weird.
Just weirdos.
I also didn't include this before, but we should give a little shout out to Tom Noonan, who was our creepy pedophile in this.
Yeah, the Spider Guy.
Why are we giving him a shout out?
Because he was a returning cast member as he was Frankenstein in Monster Squad.
Oh, okay.
Rob looks saddened.
The term is crestfallen.
My fault. If it makes you feel any better, we will see him again in whenever we get around to RoboCop 2 or Last Action Hero.
Tom Noonan will return in Avengers Infinity Farts.
Yes.
I did like how in the Infinity War it was.
Whoa. All right. What are we talking about?
Okay.
What just happened?
Listen.
I forgot. There's some spoilers.
Yeah. Infinity War, like, is the first movie I've seen. Apparently, we're doing a different movie this week. So Infinity War is like the first movie I've seen where I'm like, I can't talk about this with anyone that hasn't seen it because I feel like I'd be betraying a trust with them. I have not told my wife about this movie.
I will give you this on a technicality, but to be fair, we say up front, this podcast may contain spoilers.
For this movie.
And for this movie.
I know, that's why I'm saying it's a technicality.
All right. Let me back up.
Granted, by the time this episode comes out, people should have seen it already, but still, you never know.
So, no, that's fair. That's fair.
All right, I'll back up.
Howard the Duck gets the Infinity Gauntlet and saves
everything.
Sorry, I did it. I'm sorry.
Let's just start this movie.
I'm so glad Spider-Ham got in there. Anyway, so speaking of weird animals.
Sorry, Joe.
Well, it's okay.
A guy's driving down the road, and he doesn't want to hit a rabbit, so he makes a swerve. And instead of killing this one animal, he pollutes a lake and kills 1,000 more.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Let's back it up a little bit. So this guy, he's carrying toxic waste.
Yes.
From a location to another location.
Yes.
Just random generic.
Yes. Like, I have no idea where it's coming from. They don't ever mention where it comes from.
That factory in Men at Work.
Oh, is that what it is?
And it's going to that sinkhole.
Is that on the list? That is on the list.
Yeah, it is on the list. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to give a little.
It's going to the high school Toxic Avenger game from.
A little better.
Oh,
I remember that movie.
Apparently.
So, although this guy's cranking the radio station, it's just Dougie Doug just talking a bunch of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, what is Dougie Doug's X-Files?
Sucks. And it, like, back then, I think this is more of a joke, but now you're like, with flat earthers and all the other, like, we didn't land on the moon, all of that, like, the percentage of the population that actually believes that, I'm just like, oh, God.
And the internet lets them connect now.
Yeah.
Talk to each other. So the thing is, like,
I give them a little leniency because I think there is a possibility that Donald Trump might be a bullfrog.
Mm-hmm.
It could be true.
I don't get the reference.
Yeah, I don't either.
Never mind.
I mean, he looks like a bullfrog. I'm not going to.
Basically just, yeah, everyone says, you know.
Well, because Obama was a lizard person.
Yeah.
Obviously, Trump can't be like. From, like, Obama's group.
No. So they definitely are different.
Okay.
Also, Google Trump Angry Toad. It's funny.
I will never Google Trump anything. except for Trumpy. Trumpy, your magic is only good for stupid things.
Speaking of stupid things, let's get back to this movie.
All right, so this guy swerves to avoid a bunny, dumps a barrel into a lake. And this dude's like, he's going through the lake, and he's picking out like grasshoppers or whatever those were.
And crickets, I think.
Yeah.
And like, he doesn't notice there's a giant fucking barrel floating in the lake.
Well, why would you, though?
He also seemed to completely ignore the fact that the water is now a neon green color. Mm. But, you know.
Well,
I mean, algae.
Okay, one thing, though, describe the man doing this.
Looks like Frankenstein.
From Monster Squad.
He's a tall, thin man. He's balding. He's wearing all black, including a black trench coat, despite the fact that it looks rather warm in this area. And he has not cut his nails in ever.
Really? Trench coats when it seems warm out? You know, made that call? Really?
I was more caught off guard by the fact that, like, his shirt had all holes in it. Like, he never bought a shirt.
Yeah, he looks he could potentially be homeless or something.
He obviously is homeless.
Well, no, he's got a home.
He's got a spider trailer. What are you talking about?
The spiders have a home. He shows up.
Fair.
But, you know, you don't he's see got a any parrot. Living quarters in there or anything. No. It's just spider tanks.
Hold on a
but
second.
But in fairness, you see that at John's house, too.
Why is there just a random unplugged mic? Oh, there's several unplugged mic cords.
Extra cords. I'm so glad you derailed us for that.
No, no, I'm just making sure everyone's plugged in. Like, everyone sounds okay, but yeah, it, like,
he was concerned. As a sound guy, he was concerned.
In fairness, yeah. Wait.
So in fairness, since he's the sound guy, the sound check wasn't enough. He wanted to make sure some ghost cable wasn't connecting one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, why would someone put out 9 cords when there's only 4 of us? I'm so confused. And like, so I should probably see what these cords are here. You know?
I just, yeah. I'm an inquisitive guy.
He's concerned.
Okay. Yeah.
Give me at a donut. Somebody give me a donut.
Yeah, I was just going to say, at least we didn't get stopped for Fat Chat.
Well, it's time. Yeah. We didn't get stopped for Fat Chat. We're just continuing the stop for Fat Chat.
All right, so.
Yeah. The movie's just what goes around
Fat Chat. Now you get this. You get the annoying kid that's in all these movies, rides his bike up to what's essentially John's house.
I give John more credit
than that. Except there'd be more reptiles and snakes in there.
Yeah.
But everything, but at least you know everything in that place is getting fed.
Yeah.
Oh.
John, I'm sorry.
We love you, John.
Take a donut.
Yeah. Yeah. John, tase him in the dick when you get the chance.
I'm a bull.
I will say that exact line, too.
Although,
I don't care how much it hurts.
And piss himself.
I will piss myself. Probably before the tasing.
Although I think now John only carries a gun instead of a taser, so it might not go well.
Please don't shoot me in the balls, John.
Anyway.
I might need those someday.
So, yeah, this.
All right, so this kid's walking around the spider farm, and this is when this dude, Joshua, this big creepy guy, who I was just like, I'm going to refer to him as Lurch, because that's basically what he is.
I'm going to refer to him as Lech.
Lech. Okay, he's Lech.
Yep. Well, yeah, he waits till the spider scares the kid, and then just grabs his head with his big, beefy, unwashed hands with his clawed fingers, and just, I felt
so
uncomfortable.
This spider farm legit freaked me out. Well, I'm the first few minutes I'm saying, fuck you, Tony. Fuck you, Tony. Make me watch this.
Well, because these are for real spiders.
Yeah, they're for real spiders.
He said that a lot throughout this movie.
And when that one spider jumped, I legit jumped. Like, it legit freaked me out.
But, like, so when I. All right. When I did the quality check on this film, just to make sure the copy that I purchased was okay.
Yes.
I'll let you people at home decide where the quotes were in that sentence.
Where the bunny ears came in. I saw that, like, am I wrong in saying that the spiders in this movie are pretty much exactly the same as the CGI spider in the first Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
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 I don't remember it enough.
That blue spider.
Yeah. Like the ones that they were showing off in the little... Yeah.
In fact, I thought about that a lot because this is like the same group of spiders and everything too.
Yeah, it's like exactly the same. I think they even made the same noises. They may have been the same CG model.
Whatever. I don't remember.
Just bought them off of Sony.
Like, quickly in the scene though, they stopped showing the real spiders and only shows like CGI ones from like here on out.
Mm-hmm.
There's like one real spider they show after this. The rest is all CGI. So I was like, all right, now I'm a little less on edge because they look fake. So
it was just a couple of tarantulas. Yeah. They showed,
Lech is like, "Hey, parrot, date this movie." Parrot's like, "All right, I see dead people."
Yeah. Oh, he loves that movie. At least it wasn't like an Independence Day line or something.
Yeah.
Or parrot just goes, "That's a lot of big pile of fish."
Oh God.
Gosh.
All right, so he. He's just like, I'm finding these crickets that I'm feeding them, and they're growing huge.
They're also making these, they're like steroids for the spiders.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look into that, though.
Like, no, and I'm not going to stop giving them the crickets either.
They're making.
I'm also not going to close the cage after, because I'm an asshole.
Yeah, and I'm not going to form a plan for how I'm going to house these in bigger cages or anything. Just let them grow, whatever.
They're making me bigger, too. Yeah. You want to see?
Oh, God.
Dude, he totally guess who's this little kid.
He does. It's creepy, but we already went over that. So
we can't go past that.
I can't.
All right. Moving on. Let's move on.
This doesn't go into Winter's Bone territory. This guy doesn't last long enough, so let's just press
Winter's
forward.
Bone territory. I don't know Winter's Bone.
Just don't worry about it.
All right, so basically the spider gets out of the cage, bites him. And this escalates quickly. He immediately freaks out and, like, uses his whirlwind attack feet to break every single
every
dude, he destroys his whole trailer.
Yeah. In also, like, in like a minute, like just one quick motion,
it's all shatters. Gone. That's, you know, it tends to be how it goes with hoarders, I think. But no, but even before like half these cases are broken, these spiders are loose and they're already like five times bigger than they were a second ago. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck just happened? But yeah, he gets overrun. This parrot gets overrun. And that's the end of them for this movie.
Then you cut to David Arquette.
Yep.
And you're just like, oh, man.
You're just like, all right, well, I guess we're doing this. So he's rolling back into town after a long hiatus. His father apparently owned the mine in the town, which is this was a mining town originally. His father has since passed away, and the mine has gone, I mean, gone untouched, right? So yeah, leaving everybody pretty much without
a gold mine.
Gold mine.
Yeah, long before he passed away, people stopped mining for gold. Yeah,
leaving everybody without a job.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's the early 1900s.
And then the mayor has spent a lot of their reserve capital on an ostrich farm and a shopping
mall. And a shopping mall, yeah. Yes. So he's back in town. And he's meeting up with his aunt, I guess, who lives in town. And I only mention her, but she's not really important. But she, everybody makes fun of his facial hair, which I think is pretty funny.
Yeah, it was 2002.
He has a goatee. You call it a stripper's crotch.
He said your face looks like, your mouth looks like a stripper's crotch.
Yeah.
Well, where does this take place again?
Do we know? What strip club are you going to?
Yeah, and
I believe it's called... Never mind.
Like, okay, well, my point was, I feel like this had a somewhat southern vibe to it, and I believe you had some issues with Arizona. Facial hair.
Yeah, but if it's gold mine, it's out west.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, but that was, I guess, like, so I
the point is they're old-fashioned idiots, and they're just like, facial hair is bad.
Since Becca didn't get us the story time with Rob music, we'll have to do it without.
I can get it for you.
Story time with Rob.
But I did live in the Midwest for a hot minute. And when I was trying to get a job out there, I was told that I could not have an earring and I could not have facial hair. And
there's your music.
Joe, that was pathetic and you should be ashamed of yourself.
He didn't want to shit his pants.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you're not going to commit, don't do it at all.
I thought I had something better.
That was a David Arquette. That you just
that one was a tribute to David Arquette.
Also, for those playing the game at home of trying to figure out what we look like and draw us, now you know Rob had facial hair and an earring.
Although the majority of you that listen actually know us, so it's kind of a moot
point. I think our three listeners are aware of us, but that's
also
fine.
Our pictures are in the logo.
They see my face with the little videos I put up sometimes.
That's true. Brian is. Darker than the rest of us.
That apparently needed to be mentioned.
Depending on the day.
I didn't feel so, but all right. Whatever.
Also, one of you stinks, and since two of you farted, I don't know which one it was.
I'm in front of the stand here, well, so I don't feel nothing.
Since you were talking junk about the wimpiness of my fart, I'm going to say it was Brian's.
Yeah, but that was volume, not necessarily potency.
It's small and mighty is what you're saying.
Yeah, it could have been small but mighty, like Shakira's breasts.
Wow.
That's how she described them, and it's always stuck with me.
Really?
Yeah, she described her breasts as small but fierce.
That's a bold move. I've never heard.
But her hips don't lie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then.
So this movie.
Props to Shakira.
Shakira.
So, yeah, this kid, he's riding his bike now. For somewhere, and he finds this deputy guy fishing the barrel out of the river, and you find out his mom is the sheriff.
So I want to point out, in no town would the sheriff's department be in charge of pulling toxic waste out of a lake.
No, absolutely not.
No town.
But this town is, like, broke.
And you know a good reason why, Brian? Because the sheriff pulls it out with what appear to be, like, gloves you'd use to wash your dishes, and then proceeds to touch his face immediately after.
I think the sheriff is just trying to kill that deputy.
The deputy does this. That's right, the sheriff is Kerry Wuhr. Mm-hmm.
Deputy Dum-Dum.
Yes, Deputy Dum-Dum.
No, he makes the whole movie. Not that dumb.
That's true.
Yep. So whatchamacallit. Sheriff Mom over here. What's her name? Samantha Parker. She's like, I told you not to go near Letch.
She's like, he's weird as fuck. Don't go near him.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Please.
If we had a bigger department, we'd already be like investigating his computer. Yeah. And he would go down like Whistler and Blade. All right. Let's not pretend.
So she grounds him, throws him in the car, and then drives home, and we come across some bikers doing some wheelies.
On dirt bikes.
Yeah, dirt bikes. You got to specify that. Fair enough, you think bikers.
Yeah. They're teens on dirt bikes. Yeah. They're just having a good time.
You think of people on actual motorcycles. No, these are children.
Yes.
On glorified doing wheelies bicycles.
Right in front of the police car.
Man, yeah. Mm. Such hard... We have those around here, and it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Children on bicycles thinking they're just badass.
They're just trying to have fun, but of course, Sheriff Parker here is rather upset because she knows one of the people on this bike. She pulls them all over, and it's her daughter. She gives the guy a ticket for bringing her daughter on a dangerous ride for whatever dumb stuff.
Here's where you first notice... It's a really good line of jeans we got going here. Mm-hmm. You know, just really,
really, Levi's?
Really solid DNA.
501s?
502s, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
So we just cut to a random shot of Joshua's now all webbed up. And then we're cut to like town hall meeting at the mall because we don't have a town hall apparently.
Right.
We have an ostrich farm and a mall.
Town mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the mayor's like, I'm just going to sell the town. Like, I didn't know that was a thing you could do.
Well, you could do it in SimCity, right?
I guess, yeah. Because I guess a company wants to just come in and buy the whole town.
Well, yeah.
And, like, Walmart. I didn't know that was a thing that can happen, but whatever.
I mean, I know Walmart will do that. But come in and just buy your town and put a Walmart there.
Disney will do that, too.
Well, Walmart will fly... like a Walmart super center on a bunch of helicopters over your town and just drop it. Wherever it lands. That's it.
Yeah, see, they had a slight boon back in the day with the whole thing of the Graboids, but it's not working out now, so they're going to sell the town. So but he's got to get everybody to agree.
Well, yeah, that brings up a good point, because, like, at this point in the movie, I am like, can we just watch Tremors?
It's just like... if Tremors and Gremlins had a baby, that's what this movie would be.
And then that baby...
it'd be called Tremlins.
Wasn't fed properly for a while.
They had the baby. They didn't raise it.
Okay,
the baby was on its own.
All right.
It's like a dumpster baby.
Yeah. That baby raised itself.
Yeah.
That's Tremlins. He's a drunk dumpster baby.
That was like the 90s found the baby and raised it.
Oh, God.
Taught it a bunch of crazy stuff.
They're like, oh, look. We brought you home a little baby brother. Mm. His name is Venom.
That won't be till much later.
All right, so
save that for another episode.
Chris McCormick, this is David Arquette's character, he shows up. He's like, there's a mother load down there. It's the Mesa load or whatever. The mayor's all like...
That is his response.
And then David Arquette just punches him in the face.
Yeah. He's like, there's also a bunch of methane down there for reasons.
I mean, I guess that is important. Presumably, the rest of this conversation was important, but you might as well just substitute
dialogue
with belches.
It's a super dopey, hacky, dumb...
There's a mine that might have gold that definitely has methane. Done. Yeah. Like, all you need.
Here's the reality of it. If you watch any Roland and Emmerich movie and try and understand it...
Roland and Emmerich?
Oh, I'm sorry. Roland and Emmerich and Devlin. Whatever. Whatever their dumb names are. Their dumb, stupid names. Whatever their dumb, stupid people dumb names are.
Calm down now. Calm down. Calm down. Keep moving. Keep moving.
Their names are Elroy Elkiam or whatever.
That's a big pile of fish. Whatever their names are. If you watch their movies and try and understand them, just kill yourself.
Wow.
And I mean that in the nice way.
Wow. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Views and opinions of the Beforehand Podcast do not necessarily reflect... my opinion, and my opinion does not necessarily reflect my opinion.
So back to this movie.
Yeah, I kind of, you shouldn't do that, but it's hard to argue with Rob since I've seen Geostorm.
What, was that them too?
That was Dean Devlin. It was all Dean Devlin.
So basically.
I mean, at this point, I think he's just going to the movie studios. He's like, I just need one more. I'll suck your dick, man.
They're like, no, live for this. Live for this.
Oh, that's the thing. There was a guy going, but he keeps losing us a ton of money. He's like, no,
Let him finish.
he brings a DVD of Independence Day and a handful of member berries, and he's just like,
remember how big forget this me was? Not pills.
Yeah. He's like, remember how big this was? So big.
All right. So now, so now we get the scene where you see the deputy doesn't really know what he's doing. He's just knocking down walls in his house. His wife's
what the hell?
Like, you're a worthless human being.
So legit, he's doing work on his house. His like attic is being something. He's like putting in new drywall, but like he's got a skill saw, but like he's working on this archway that just has like little chunks taken out of it.
It looks like he chewed off the piece.
It really does. It looks like a Eric Carle's very hungry caterpillar went at it. For those of you that get that sick deep library reference. Yeah.
And thank you for keeping it within the realm of insects.
Working on it, man.
But yeah, like, he's just making a mess of this place, which, again, I want to be more upset with, but, like, that is kind of the point they're making in this movie, is he sucks at this, so it's like, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but good job, ?
So he's got a cat.
Had a cat.
There's a cat involved. And the cat likes to go into the drywall, apparently.
Somehow, a spider bigger than his cat walks past him into this drywall.
Oh, yeah.
And he does not notice. But so the cat goes after it. The
cat goes into it. And so they call Charlie and get him to put another cat tied to a string in there. And then, like, a bird. And then, like, a third cat.
That's not what happens.
But what does happen is even more ridiculous.
Like, this movie.
It's one of those scenes where you're like, what happened in the production meeting where this was proposed?
They were like, have you seen The Mask?
Yeah. They were like, have you done a line of coke off a hooker's ass before? It's amazing.
You'll feel invincible. I believe it was at this point where Brian just goes, oh, this is a cartoon. I was like, yep.
Yeah, that was, I think around here I was like, okay, movie, you're the boss. Whatever.
Yeah, this is the defining moment of, you know what? Shut your brain off. You're not going to need that here.
So the cat and the spider start fighting in the walls of this house. And
in a melee that would not be passable at Looney Tunes.
Yes.
But perfect for Tom and Jerry.
Yes.
They start fighting, and all of a sudden there are, like, legit impressions of spiders and cats in the wall.
Like a fucking cartoon.
Like a cartoon.
Like, if you hit a cartoon in the face with a frying pan, like, that defined, that, you know, a clear image imprinted in the middle of their face is what's happening in this drywall over and over and over again.
But to be fair, it was better than the baby faces from The Haunting.
It was.
Drywall, a substance known for its malleability.
Yes. And here's my other problem with this. I believe the first hit we see is the cat's face getting shoved through this thing. Mm-hmm. The second one is clearly the body of a spider. Yeah. And yet this guy is not clued into what's going on for another 20 minutes throughout this movie.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we saw the spiders previously. He did not.
Yeah, but when you see that happening, you go
in the wall. Like,
yeah, I might not go, oh, that's, you know, oh, obviously there's giant spiders in town. But I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck that is, but I'm calling somebody.
Honestly, if that happened in front of me, I have no idea what I would do.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, so many things are wrong right now.
I'd be like,
I would set the house on fire.
Yes. Well, this is what I'm saying. Instead, what he does is he lets his wife leave him to go to her mother's, and he starts drinking. I'm like, for real?
That's probably about where I'd be.
This is when you get out your crayons and you write a note to the military and say, you need to come now.
Monsters and army.
Yeah, like, honey, do you remember the number for the Ghostbusters?
Exactly.
You know why it wouldn't work, though? Because what? Frankenstein already died. So it wouldn't work.
We don't have any kids. You think they'd still give us a balloon?
My balloon!
Yeah, it's Spider-Man. Oh, it's a movie. So, what happens next?
So, this is when, like, Chris talks to his aunt Gladys, and his aunt's just like, look, you want to bone that sheriff, just go over and talk to her.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
I was like, yes.
And then this is when the what's the boy's name? Mike. Yeah. He's like, he's going to go ride off to see Joshua. But, his mom, being the sheriff, handcuffed his bike to the water heater.
Right.
You're just like, is this some weird coming-of-age tale between this 8-year-old boy and this creepy spider pedophile?
It tried to be that.
It did try to.
Spiders intervened.
She gets off one point in the movie.
Call me by your mandible?
Yeah.
All right, so now the boy just goes off on foot.
Which I'm like, how fucking far is the place? It must be close for him to run on foot. And
yeah.
He was on his bike. Never mind. Doesn't matter.
Here's where I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, kid? Because he gets to the spider farm after not hearing anything. Like, he tried calling this guy and whatever. Nothing's going on. He opens the door. It's just cobwebs. There's spider webs everywhere.
And here's where he says, hey, you're not supposed to web until I get here.
Just keep it going. Keep it going.
So, instead of going, you know what?
No F words.
I'm going to burn this place to the ground or call the police or call the army. He goes, you know what I should do? Start pushing through these webs. See what's going on inside.
Just get them all over me.
Yeah.
Just get them all up in my face.
Because you know what? It's not like I know that there's like 100 fucking little crawly spiders in here that...
All of them are obviously loose.
Yeah, and range in venomous levels, I'm sure. Like, I'm not sure what he's got going on. Also
following spider tracks. When spider tracks are a thing,
yeah,
it's time to go.
Yeah. Yeah,
like what the fuck?
Well, I was going to get to that, but yeah.
Spider has tracks. Yeah. End of adventure.
Yeah.
He finds, I think, a broken off mandible or whatever, and he's like, wow, they're like 5 times their normal size. And they seem to be going in this cave. Let me go in this cave. And I'm like, are you fucking for real?
That's how you get 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But on the other hand, did you see his sick-ass calculator watch?
Yo, it was dope.
It was.
I was legit jealous. Yeah.
And whatever that weird tablet deal he's working with.
I mean, that'll make you feel this right there.
Oh, two. That was like an iPhone. That was like an iPhone 7 Plus with a camera on it and shit. Like,
and he sees a giant roaring spider.
Yeah, well, like you do.
Yep. At least then he's like, you know what? It's time to go.
Mm-hmm. I might not be cut out for this.
All right, so meanwhile, back at the sheriff's house, she gives her daughter a stun gun to go to school. Back in the days when you could do that.
Yeah.
She's like, look. So look, I know what it's like to be hot and young with these shitty ass boys around here. Just trust me.
Your boyfriend is a date rapist.
Yeah, just trust me. He's going to try some shit. Just have to protect yourself. And then she's like she goes for the jugular. She's like, I'm not dumb enough to get pregnant at 16, mom. Like she like goes hard.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, I felt bad for that.
The mom is like, just so you know, you were not planned or consensual. So take this thing with you. Thank you.
She hurt my feelings.
Wow.
Yeah. But she takes it. She feels a little bad, but she takes it.
There's a reason your name is Judy Rape, whatever the last name is.
Wow, yeah.
Steering clear of those F words still.
I am.
Well done.
All right,
no profanity.
It was around the point where the kid's exploring the mine where Brick, who's watching it with me, was like, is this just an episode of Goosebumps?
It is. Yes.
It could be.
Pretty much, yes.
Well, production value is a little too high for that, but close.
Brick made a reference that was relevant.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing that lately.
Actually, well, I think he said Alone in the Dark, and then Becca was like, no, it's more like Goosebumps.
Well, Alone in the Dark, I'll still give it.
Yeah,
the opening scene where Dougie Doug is talking into the microphone, I was like, is this an Are You Afraid of the Dark episode or whatever?
Does he start his podcast with "This is a mission of, or our Midnight Society story"?
I know we do, but we keep it off. You know, we don't actually put that part out.
Oh, yeah,
for you to listen to.
We take off the robes before anger gets too hot.
And we'll touch swords
and throw a little, you know, pixie dust in the fire.
That's right.
Well, the soundboard.
Am I passed out for that part? Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what. That's way after the drugs we put.
We
drugs.
Yeah.
Kicking.
Oh, definitely.
Don't you worry about what else happens. Yeah.
That's right.
When you gain a few more levels, we'll let you know. You could be awake for that part. All right. So David Arquette finds the kid hitchhiking on the side of the road, and kid's like, check it out.
I'm going to get a car with a stranger, first of all.
Yeah. I'm like, This is the son of the sheriff. And I know it's a small town, but, like, has she taught him nothing? Like, he's hanging out with some pervert. He's getting into the cars of people who don't know.
Spider mandible he'll stab him with if something goes wrong.
Yeah, maybe he's got some kind of gadget in that watch that's going to, you know, fry this guy's brain if he tries to make a move. I don't know, but...
Sorry, so the kid's like, check it out. I'm going to review everything that's happened so far for the people watching at home. You're not going to believe me, and then we're just going to call it quits for this conversation.
I think he even says that.
Yeah. David Arquette's like, cool.
And then an owl hits the windshield with a letter. It tells this kid that he's a wizard.
Well, no, but they are like, you know, this is the part of the movie where the kid tries to warn everybody about the thing coming, but no one believes him because he's a kid. And he's like, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
And he hands him like a fucking Spider-Man the bull thing. And like, Derek Hatt's like, oh, it looks real, but I'm still not going to believe it.
Looks like a cactus.
Well, no, yeah, he says it looks like a cactus.
God, that's not a cactus.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, meanwhile, we get, this is like a full Goosebumps episode moment where the guy's like, oh, my water sprayer isn't working. The guy in the mine. So he's like, let me siphon it.
This fucking bothered the fuck out of me.
And they just,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
why was the water tank just full of spiders and not water?
Well, also, if you're someone working deep down in a mine and your hose gets clogged, why is your first instinct to suck the thing out? Whatever's in there is not
inspect
good.
The source first.
You do not want that anywhere near your mouth, I assure you.
So, he just gets a mouthload of spiders.
Oh, and then they call out. Oh!
he gets webbed away by some big... nasty spider.
See, I thought it was going to be like one spider, like one big spider.
Yeah.
No, it was a bunch of spiders. Yeah. Like,
so now you see the mayor, he's on the phone with somebody, and his son's like, Dad, I'm going to go raise hell. And he's like,
Is it his son?
What's that?
It's stepson, I believe.
Stepson.
Okay, he calls him by his first name, and that don't fly in my household.
No.
Well.
Whoa.
All right, that was more respectable.
That one.
That was actually. No, actually,
minute
peaked.
And also, to be fair, he also tells his dad that he's going to go out and, like, have some weird orgy and, like, cause vandalism or whatever. Because his dad's just not paying attention.
Which is the truth, because the next scene that he's in.
Yeah.
Well,
his dad's like, I'm on the phone. Go have fun. I don't care.
But he does say how he sold you stink, Joe.
Yeah.
How he sold space under the town.
My back end, it's going to represent. Yeah.
He sold space under town so they could store this toxic waste.
Yeah.
So.
And now you see the mayor's ostrich farm. There's just a bunch of ostriches, and they get killed by these spiders.
Mm-hmm. It's a tremor scene.
Yeah, that use like little trap doors. I'm sorry.
Trapdoor spider, yeah.
Even a giant spider, don't fuck with an ostrich. That thing will murder your ass.
I mean...
Ostriches are pretty damn fierce.
Cassowary, I could totally see.
Those things fucking...
Ooh. Those are awful. Jerks, man. Ostriches, especially domesticated ones, I don't know.
Maybe not the domesticated ones, fair enough.
Yeah, but they kick you, you'll still die.
Yeah, but this is also the trapdoor spider that messes with a lot of nasty shit, because it just hangs out hidden until you walk close enough, and then just like, bah! Yeah. And you don't even know what's coming, so I could see it.
Fair enough.
Well, we got ostrich farms around here. I've never tried to, like, trap one. We'll have to try it out one day.
So then we get interrupted from ostrich murder to listen to Dougie Doug talk about anal probes for a while.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what are we doing? Like, do you even know at this point?
Nope.
Yeah, again, we're taking extra time to kind of discount his credibility throughout this, which will be important later when he needs it.
So, you're now, like, I'm really sad. I'm just like, this movie is, I don't even know what's going on anymore. It immediately redeems itself. Because now we get some sexual assault. Brett's in the car with Scarlett Johansson.
What's his name?
Brett. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Because I kept thinking his name was Rip.
Also sounds about right.
This is like, every time
his name is Brett, but he wants his friends to call him Rip.
Well, every time his, like, the mayor calls him, I swear he says, Rip.
You could also call him Tucker Max.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, he actually did play him in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's all. That looks seems about right.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so...
I never saw that movie.
He's in a pickup truck with Scarlett Johansson. And he is not taking no for an answer.
Like, they're making out, it's all cool. And he's like, let's do a little something more. She's like, you know what? I'm young. I'm not quite ready. It's not really my thing. you know, respect me a little bit. So, like, you know, I'm down. Just respect me. It's not the place I want to do this shit. And he's like, but, like, I'm saying, though.
And can I be honest? I was really upset that neither of you guys got my Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap reference.
Oh, I got it.
And it hurt my feelings.
I wasn't even paying attention. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but...
Oh, I got it. Just, no.
It was so appropriate, though.
Can I hear the reference?
I started singing Dirty Deeds. Mm-hmm. I was like, you want to graduate, but not in his bed.
Oh, I don't know what the words to that damn song. So I'm sorry, bro. Like, I know the chorus, the hook.
Pick up whatever. The phone. Always home. I'm always home.
I don't know the damn lyrics to that damn song. I know the name of it, and that's about it.
Mm. All right, so basically... If your boyfriend wants to get crazy with you and you're not ready for it, you call AC/DC and they'll come kick his ass for you.
No, that's what she needed to do, but she had a taser.
Never mind. Yeah, she took care of it.
So the movie does an immediate 180 here. Because you're just like, what the hell is happening? And then he's like, we're just going to do a bunch of stupidly awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Starting with...
Scarlett Johansson tasing this guy in the nutsack.
Like...
And yeah,
right in the balls. And
Brian called it like before it happened to you. Like, tase him in the balls. And like, and the reaction from this kid,
yeah,
is
if he did not actually get injured somehow, he's doing a pretty good acting job.
I could have taken this scene, put it on toast, and just munched on it for an hour. So delicious.
Like, I think she really punched him in the balls for the scene.
Something.
And he's like. It's a whimper scream and with tears. Yes. He's like, my balls!
He like immediately just flies out of the truck, just on the ground.
I flashed over to Idiocracy, which is the TV show of Ow, My Balls.
Yes.
This is so good.
Yeah, there is a good chance like she was supposed to just, you know, they're like, put this over by his, you know, crotch, and she just punched him with it.
And now, so that was a pretty delicious entree, but they're like, no, we got the special sauce on top. Yeah. He pisses himself.
Yeah, as he would. You do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his voice goes up for like the rest of the scene.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If this movie's going to do one thing right, it's growing trauma.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's like, I pissed my pants. You're the overreacting. I just want a cop of feel. And she's like, fuck you, I'm out. And it's like, takes his car and leaves.
Takes his car.
Yep.
Takes his car.
Took his car and is out.
You are not good enough for ScarJo. I'm out of here.
Reparations, and then, bitch.
And so, even more insult, like, as soon as she pulls away, he sees a fucking giant spider.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm fucking dead. He's like, I'm gonna die.
He's trying to get his friends. He's like, guys, there's a giant spider. And they're all like, did you piss yourself?
Like, yo, I could have sworn one of those dudes, he looked a lot like Jason Mewes.
They all
the first one that gets Jason. Tackled by the spider. I was like, is that Jason Mewes? And then the spider's just like, morph.
It's like, in all
fairness, though, if one of y'all pissed your pants, it'd be like, you guys pissed your pants. Like,
yeah. But then, it doesn't matter what I'm saying. You're like, did you piss your pants?
But he Brian, makes some comment. Even if I said there were giant spiders.
It'd be like, you pissed your pants.
Yeah, he makes some comment about, like, they're coming. And they say something about, like, that's not the only thing that's going or whatever.
Yeah, he's like,
oh, and, yeah, that's
guys are coming.
The one guy just gets yoinked.
And now silliness ensues.
Oh, yeah. Jumping spiders everywhere.
Bikers versus jumping spiders.
It takes out, like, all his buddies.
There's a whole swarm of them. And these spiders have some crazy stamina, but they can keep up with dirt bikes.
Mm-hmm.
They got some hellacious leaps. And then I'm like, all right, this guy's going to die. And then it's that moment where he goes off the jump, holds onto the handlebars.
Oh, God. The raptor gymnastics moment?
Yeah, and just drop kicks a fucking 300-pound spider right out of the air.
Well, that is a question, I guess.
I'll take this over the gymnastics, honestly.
He hit the thing right on that spot where you hit a Mario Brother enemy, and it just flips upside down and falls through the world.
Yes.
like he did one of those to it.
He sure did.
Now, yes, I was upset by the raptor gymnastics, but I will say, how much do these things actually weigh?
Probably not a lot.
Spiders are relatively light, aren't they? Because they're mostly of air.
This is a big spider.
Yeah, it is a big spider. I was just, that was out of more curiosity than anything.
Well, remember, it wasn't really there.
It wasn't really there.
But yeah, my thing is, Walker
cartoon monster.
If this is what you're getting at, I will take that this adolescent young boy is able to kick a spider in the face better than this young woman was able to kick a giant raptor.
The important difference is the title of the movie. This is Eight-Legged Freaks. I'm on board for whatever you want to do.
It's true.
The other one has a Jurassic Park attached to the title. You've got much higher quality standards that I'm expecting from you.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. But, I mean...
Plus, we're looking at the CGI
after that first movie, that title really doesn't hold the same weight anymore. Well,
exactly. But that's why I'm so upset.
Yeah. I believe
like the movie since Joe's the first
point
one.
Here is that because of that second movie, that name no longer had respect or gravitas to it.
By the way, Brian, thank you for the donuts.
Welcome.
All right.
And cookies.
Welcome.
So now I'm like, all right, this scene's already cinematic masterpiece. I mean, from the ow my balls to this whole chase scene, I'm like, I'm eating this up. And then we get the fucking fuel truck.
Yeah.
So he's riding his bike away from these spiders still, and there's a truck coming. He jumps from the truck, so the spider's chasing him, get hit by the truck. Mm-hmm. Dude crashes. It's like a 3-minute crash scene.
Mm-hmm. It is drawn out, yeah.
It's drawn out for forever. Spiders jump all over it.
It's like
hits a telephone pole.
All of the cliches you want to see happen immediately happen.
Yeah. Giant explosion. You need more than I do, Rob.
Spiders are on fire.
Yeah, all these spiders are burning, and he's, for whatever reason, this guy stops to watch this. I mean, like, I guess you kind of want to watch this, but he's like, that's awesome. This is amazing. And then, like, more spiders start coming. And he's like, oh shit. I got to go.
No, he's not badass because he looked at it.
And that's true, yeah. Because if he turned around and didn't think about all those people he killed, he would have been fine.
Just one person.
One person, yeah. I mean, possibly... No, the spiders were going to kill his friends anyway. Yeah. All right, so either way...
He left them.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck you guys.
Are we putting the loss of the phone line, which causes more deaths on him?
Exactly, that's why I was going
to... And the loss of gasoline preventing people from being able to escape the city.
You know, why he left his friends? Because... If they all die, no one could tell that he peed his pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Well, I was also thinking because they laughed at him for peeing his pants. So.
And rather than drive through the streets of the town on his motorbike like Paul Revere, warning of the giant spiders, he drives into a mine.
Yeah,
And just drives around the mine.
It was a weird choice. Dirt bike.
For the rest of the movie.
For like literally like the rest of the movie.
Because you know what I wouldn't do if I was being chased by a spider? Go in a place where there were other spiders.
Yeah, and the spider has literally all the advantages.
Even if they're not giant spiders, they're still regular spiders in the mine. And I'd be like, no, I don't know.
Did you see that thing about the spiders they brought on the space station?
No.
So apparently gravity hinders the spider's ability to hunt.
Hmm.
So they had brought some spiders up to the space station. They were feeding them. And they said without gravity, they became like these insane, like super fast, like killing machines.
Well, if they have a web line to tether themselves to, they're like golden.
Yeah, so they were like 5 times faster. Mm-hmm. They can attack in any direction. it was insane how fast they got.
That's how we get Reavers, Brian. Yeah. I don't like this.
Is that what you want, Reavers? Because that's how you get.
So now we just need that one scientist asshole that's like. All right, well, now we need to see what happens when we make them bigger.
Yes.
Because
make them bigger and smarter so we can suck out their brains later.
Well, exactly.
Let's give them a murderer's brain.
They are working on nuclear fission reactors to send to power things.
Yep.
Space programs for that now. So imagine, like, nuclear fallout, spiders, and then, like, you got space spiders. And then
And that's how Fallout 4 happens.
It's also how this movie happens.
Spider-Hulk.
Alright, so alright, so we cut to Gladys. Her Boston Terrier decides it wants to go fuck with some spiders.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. It's done. Then Gladys goes down with a ski pole. She gets all mummified up and taken away. Then Chris goes down, sees the hole in the basement, sees the spider leg there. It's like, you know what? I am not going to go in that hole.
No. Maybe that kid was right.
Joe, question.
Yes.
The scene with Gladys.
Mm-hmm.
When she gets taken by the spiders.
Yes.
Alien reference?
I'm going to say accidental alien. Yeah. Reference. I don't think they were going
Harry for Dean it. Stanton with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and the chains.
I will argue with all the other bad puns and references and so on. There's no way this was accidental.
Fair enough.
If it happened, it was intentional.
All right.
Like it's pulled up to the ceiling. You just see the legs hanging around. Oh, it's
okay. I'll give it to you.
Stunk like an alien reference to me.
I kind of agree.
So either way, so now Chris, he's like, let me find this kid, goes over to the house, he's, you know, he's talking to Mike, and then we see Scarlett Johansson.
Hold on, just again, I like, the sheriff, the mother and sheriff of this town, once again has an adult male come in and be like, I need to talk to your son. I'd be concerned, personally.
Well, in fact, I think she was, and she was, you know, supervising the visit.
Yeah, but just, all right. I guess she was. I'll give you that. Teach your kids better. That's what I'm saying.
The moment I saw Scarlett Johansson in the towel, I'm like, Rob and Brian are going to have a lot to say about what transpired.
Why what's it about?
Why include me?
Like I'm some
because he knows you.
I love Doritos. Like he has Doritos.
Like I'm a Lich
He's
King.
Insensitive. He's insensitive one, not me.
Okay, what did you have to say about this scene, Brian?
Nothing at all until the spider started. Shooting his web on her.
Exactly. And then you have a lot to talk about.
Until the arachnakaki scene. Yeah.
Also, Dean Devlin.
That
or
should have
whoever.
Been the title of the movie. Yeah. Arachnakaki.
She's in a towel for no reason whatsoever.
Whatsoever. It was totally unnecessary.
It's the middle of the day. We've already seen she's up and dressed.
She had to wash the scum off of her from her date with scumbag.
Did you
she
say might have peed on her.
I said scum.
Scum, okay.
Scum, because he's a scumbag.
All right, you know what? I might give you that one, but...
yeah, and then she like still had his truck.
Okay, that's the problem. She drove home and she was in the seat he peed in. But yeah, so she's just in a towel and just, you know, hanging out in her bedroom of all the 90s posters you could find. My God.
When I saw the American Badass one, I was like, oh no.
Yeah. I think I lost it at POD in Linkin Park.
Linkin Park, yeah.
POD. And I think there was a Matchbox 20 one, but it didn't have actual words on it, so I couldn't tell.
There were posters on the wall?
Yeah.
See, I'm not the pervert. Have a Dorito,
Brian. Oh no. You sure are. You just notice other things. But,
I have two eyes.
Anyway, she gets a little visitor.
A little visitor.
Well, yeah, not so little.
And what I suppose with the people making this movie, in a turn of events that was inevitable, this spider, he engages in some inappropriate contact with her.
He does. He pins her to her door. And
they kiss upside down in the rain.
Yeah, he kiss upside down in the rain. And he proceeds to spray her in the face with white sticky liquid.
For a while.
For a long while.
A long time.
But to be fair, her 8-year-old brother shows up and he sprays him in the face too.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it's Dean Devlin.
I told you not to get involved in.
Or Roland Emmerich or who. But like, somebody was back there going, oh yeah.
Eight-legged Kevin Spacey was a working title.
So like, the way it's filmed though, like, so... When she's against the wall getting sprayed, like, you can't see the spider. All you see is just, like, white shit in her face, right? Then it zooms out. Like, it pans
out. And it gets even worse.
And it's way worse because there's a fake spider there because you can't tell. And she's, like, kind of stuck on the wall. But, like, forget her. The motion the spider is making.
How could you forget her?
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's inappropriate thrusting.
Yes.
Like, all the fucking... Who animated it?
Well, that's probably accurate to how this spider would function if this is what's going to happen.
So the spider, it would, I'm not sure if they shoot, well, some do, but like, it takes one of its legs and pulls the strands to wrap it up. Right? That's how it does it.
Yeah.
This is just fire and goo.
Yeah.
It's just fire and goo.
I mean, never mind.
Oh, and it's like up in the air and doing stuff like
this.
Here we go.
And this is what's sad. Keep eating those Doritos.
The sound of Rob eating a Dorito.
No, but like we see later on a more accurate depiction of what should be happening where they have a guy like on the ceiling and they're spinning him around while they're just letting some of this webbing out.
Right.
That's how it should go. But instead, they just... There you go.
I was waiting for, aim for the face to show up. Like, it was like,
yeah. Remember that scene when Shelob gets a hold of Frodo? It's not sexual at all.
Nope.
This was not that scene.
None of the terror had way more unnecessary sensuality.
This is more like the scene later when Samwise gets a hold of Frodo. Never mind. I mean,
at the end when they're all in bed. Okay. Anyway,
so in comes David Arquette.
Never mind.
Yeah,
and he's like fighting it back, and it's like, got you too, bitch. And it like ropes him up.
Give
too.
Me the scissors. It's like, what are you gonna do with the scissors?
Why the scissors?
Some scissoring.
Scissor me. Scissor me now.
Yeah.
No, but I kind of like this is, you know, throws you off a little. Like, here, you know, here's your big male lead. He's going to save the day.
No, but Sheriff is a hero. Yeah.
Well, that's my point. Like, that's how it could have gone. I think that's what they're trying to make you think. But instead, he's just like, I got scissors now. And the spider's like, I don't care.
Never in any movie have I ever thought that David Arquette was going to be the one to save the day ever. No. Never, ever.
I could just taste those meaty leading man parts.
Yeah. Not once. Good. Not ever.
Wait. Wait, can we please isolate that sound bite?
Wait, I'm the sound guy. You think I'm going to do it? You can go ahead and do it.
I might have to.
All right. So, mercifully, the scene is brought to an end at the end of Sheriff Parker's gun barrel.
Yeah.
As she just shoots the shit out of this spider.
Also, by the way, yeah, I don't think the last name is Parker is a coincidence either.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that until now.
Yeah, me either.
Now I feel
really? Right. Even when you made a comment about the little kid being Peter and that being Aunt May?
I just meant because she was attractive. And he was a little nerdy kid that liked spiders.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, Peter Parker didn't really like spiders that much, but
I'm assuming you're talking about Marissa Tomei.
I'll talk about Marissa Tomei if you want.
I wasn't.
I got made from the Sam Raimi movies.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pin her to the wall, wrap her in webbing.
I'll give you a free toaster.
Okay.
You can open a spank account.
Some eight leg treatment for that 80-year-old woman. Okay.
This next scene actually scared me, but for reasons that have nothing to do with the film. I'm sorry, the second scene after this. So first you see Brett's riding around the mine. He sees the giant female orb spider, the really big one, and he's like, all right, well, I'll turn around and leave. Whatever. So now you see that there is a giant spider there.
I like that. He's like, I'm going to get away from this on my dirt bike by making as much noise as humanly possible 5 feet from this giant spider. But yeah.
All right. So now we get that scene in a barbershop. Another one of those scenes where we're just like, what the hell is going on here? We have that barber, and his best customer is really deaf. So he's like watching some cowboy bar fight movie with the sound all the way turned up.
Yep.
And, you know, the barber just keeps yelling, you know, turn it down, turn it down. And then he comes in the room, looks at the guy, and yells, turn it down, while a giant spider just creeps up behind the guy's lazy boy.
Mm-hmm.
And both Eric and I simultaneously yelled at the same time, turn down for what? And I was like, we should not be thinking that close to save lives.
Ooh. Is that why you were scared?
That's
fair.
If it makes you feel any better, me and Rob had one of those moments during this movie as well. During the main spider invasion, when we both just went, they sound like Donald Duck.
Which is accurate.
Yeah.
But it sounded like Gizmo.
There's a little bit of all of it in there, but because it's all Welker to me.
They sound like the entirety of the Frank Welker catalog.
Yeah,
I'm sure Megatron was in there somewhere.
He was, actually. That's how I knew like it was a deadlock for Frank Welker, when one of the spiders sounded straight up like Megatron.
But that's the one that went, wee, when it rolled down the line behind him.
No, there was that one too, but I think it was like the big tarantula was like making like Dr. Claw. The bad guy from Dino Riders. Like,
oh, man.
Damn it, Starscream.
Yeah. I'll get you.
Yes. And the other ones are just going,
all right, so now the deputy shows up.
Like Crimsy.
At their house with all of his guns, including his Lee Harvey Oswald rifle. not an M1 Garand, a Lee Harvey Oswald rifle.
Yeah, what? Like, what? What? Like, I saw that and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Is that the actual gun?
They just used that in the police station for some reason?
Also, is this a big setup for the quote-unquote joke later when the conspiracy theorist gets a hold of it?
Yes.
But, like, was anyone laughing at that?
No.
No.
I mean, anyone ever.
Was there a scene I missed where Jack Ruby comes up and shoots Dougie Doug in the stomach?
Yes.
All right, so now spiders attack, whatever. They get in the cop car. They drive over to Dougie Doug's radio station.
Yeah, that's why. What? They just wanted to get the Oswald name in this spider movie.
Oh.
Think about it, everybody. Misery, misery, misery.
All right. So, the phone lines are out. The only way to get a hold of people is through the radio station that is playing Dougie Doug's stuff. Thank God everyone in town listens to it for some reason.
This is the only radio station.
When you have a monopoly, it's amazing what you can get people to do.
I get. Does he have a monopoly?
It's the only radio station they
I
went
didn't
to.
Hear anything else other than the Itsy Bitsy Spider, did you? Yeah.
But that's my point. Is that,
I mean, this town this doesn't even have an emergency.
Is this all they can listen to?
Yeah, the town apparently doesn't have an emergency broadcast system.
There's one other channel.
Came the rain, watch the spider out.
There's one other channel that's saying,
killed your mom.
It's a long road.
they don't talk about that.
No, they don't. They just move to the next channel. Like, I'd rather hear
no
the
one's
spider.
Ever found the source of that. Just
plays on and on.
There's another channel, but it only plays Joe Pesci stuff. So.
It's like early GTA where they could only afford like two songs.
How different would this movie be if it was Rambo coming in town to visit his old vet buddy who went a little crazy and got into spiders?
Would it? I mean,
because what would have happened is like. Sheriff Parker would have seen him and been like, he looks like, no, he's not trouble. And I'll just let him go. Yeah. And he would have got some movie.
You're
and
hungry?
He would have walked.
Yeah, I'll show you where the nearest Hardee's is.
I don't know, but if we're talking just Rambo.
Do you want to go meet my son?
No. Like, if we're talking Rambo encounters giant mutant spiders.
Yeah. Like,
I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
Did you make that Parker yourself out of garbage? That's so cute.
You skin that goat all by yourself?
Poncho looks a little homosexual.
Stupid gay Poncho.
So anyway.
I don't know if it would have been very different. Because like the chief, you know, and everybody in this movie seems to like be absolute dead-eye shots.
Yeah.
I don't think they missed a single shot in this movie.
It depends on the which era Rambo. Because if it's like Rambo 3 Rambo, he would just reach into his magic pants, pull out a Heinz gunship, and just take these things out.
This is true. He would have brought in the Taliban to help him out.
He would have had like glowy lights in the cave and shit. And
let's not forget all those little traps he laid for the cops that went after him. Like, these spiders wouldn't stand a chance.
What do these do?
He would be jumping out of trapdoors. Pulling spiders under the ground.
I'm also now picturing like there's like, you know, he left his poncho on like a tree stump or whatever. A jumping spider jumps on it, and then he jumps like a jumping spider on the jumping spider.
He would have brought in his pal comrade Big Bear Chunkworth.
Yeah, he would just bear hug spiders till they crushed.
Anyway,
all right. So
let the squishing begin. So they're broadcasting from Dougie Doug's place.
Long story short, go to the mall.
Yeah, but a tarantula shows up and knocks the trailer over.
Oh, it doesn't just show up. It has a theme song.
Would you care?
It's a spider.
That's it. It's the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Spout.
And it pushes the damn trailer over.
By Richard Cheese or whoever the hell sung this
Deluxe.
Thing.
No, it's Joey Deluxe.
Joey Deluxe.
When you can't afford Richard Cheese, get Joey Deluxe.
Which apparently everybody can afford Richard Cheese because Joey Deluxe has only done two movies. Joe, do you want to guess which the other one was?
What was the other one?
Godzilla.
Was in that movie?
1999.
Nobody of note.
Richard Cheese just requires a politely worded letter, so...
That's true.
But even he has standards.
Yo, Dick Cheese, please come do my movie. Much appreciated.
All we know for sure right now is Scarlett Johansson's is going to have a spider goo on her for like 5 minutes.
Sincerely, David Nguyen.
I wonder when she got, like, what did it say in the script? Like, how did it frame that scene?
It said, shut your mouth and close your eyes.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she did not know what she was getting into. Because she didn't see that till after the, like, the effects were done.
Yeah.
Well, no, because she would get
well, no, yeah, some of that was practical, yeah. So.
Yeah, was practical effect.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it just says, you are webbed to the wall. And then when she gets there, they're like, here, your goggles. Good luck. And she's like, wait, what? Oh, I'm sorry. Here are your goggles and your towel.
No, they said, do you have your license? Are you sure you're 18?
Yeah. I want to see the scene where they're like, and here's your towel. And she's like, is this for after? I'm like, no, that's what you're wearing.
Yo, like, damn it.
So, you get a pandemonium montage here of... just a bunch of spiders
invading the town.
And everyone heads to the mall.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder if they just told people to stay inside, you know, lock their doors, barricade everything. I think they would be safer than running through the streets full of giant spiders.
I believe we were all in agreement that, like, half the town was just left outside this mall when they closed that door.
Yep.
They're just dead.
I do want to point out, like, while they're being attacked in that trailer, they're still broadcasting.
Yeah.
So, like, the people are listening to it, like, what? Well, like, screams and gunshots.
Dougie
what?
Doug stepped up his production.
Yeah. I wish our mics picked us up that well.
I want to give him a shout out. So, the first time he sees a giant spider, he screams like a normal person would scream if they saw a giant spider. No one else in the movie screams when they see these things at first. Not one person.
Doesn't ScarJo scream?
She tries to, but she's getting...
She don't scream until after the first bit of goo hits her in the face. I'm not joking. That's
if I had a nickel for every time that...
You beat me to it.
I'm just gonna...
Alright, so...
But no, and like, he's the only one who for real, like who I felt was genuine, like, I'd be scared as fuck if I saw a giant ass spider.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dougie Doug, shout out to you.
Also, though, to be fair, the Tucker Max guy, he had already pissed his pants, so who knows?
He's like, my day can't get worse. Yeah.
Well, he could have also just been re-pissing his pants. It's just... Yeah.
So, at the mall, the mayor's there. He's like, let's do a Field of Dreams reference. As everyone's coming to his mall all of a sudden that nobody goes to.
Yeah.
And he's like, I guess if you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, after 20 years or something, my mall's finally getting all the money or, you know, customers that I wanted.
I shit you not.
I think you did.
I don't know if everyone heard the fart at home that preceded that sentence, but
I'm not sure. They felt it.
Yeah. I shit you not. During this montage, a spider jumps on a guy and, like, hits him with Street Fighter punching noises.
Hell yeah.
And lands, dude, like, a 20-hit combo.
He Hitman's this guy.
Yeah. Just beats his ass. And, like, I'm surprised it wasn't just, like, Ultra Combo!
Killing spree.
We also, for no apparent reason, we get introduced to another character who has, like, two pairs of glasses for seeing short range and long range or whatever.
We get introduced to a couple of different characters now. Like,
you kind of just throw some people in here.
Like, I am past the point where I want to give a shit about people. Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
There's, like, the dude that's... He's got the crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's is he supposed to be a badass? Because he keeps just staring at things and, like, what are you doing? They get to the mall. They all kind of separate. The little kid just grabs, like, a giant tub of Jergens and heads off to the bathroom for a while, and I don't remember what everybody else is doing.
Well, the sheriff hands out guns. It's like, anybody that didn't get one, go find a weapon. So everybody's off arming themselves.
And basically, David Arquette and Dougie Doug are like, let's go to the roof and, you know, we can maybe get cell phone reception up there and call for help.
Which, again, reminds you, like, oh, yeah, this is when everyone just didn't have a cell phone.
And the mayor's like, I saw aliens. Time to do a Burke. Right off out. And lock everybody in here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And this giant ass tarantula just smashes down the front gate, and we get battle scene between the town and a whole swarm of spiders.
Yep.
And it's craziness.
CGI-rific. It's mostly, yeah, a Windows screensaver going on, but, you know.
And I was really hoping for, like, a Dead Rising kind of fun in the mall
sort
of moment.
It's not that far off.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't spend a lot of time, like, in the corridors of the mall, like, running around doing spider things, but especially with the deputy, you do get a little bit of the kind of running around, like, fighting off these spiders, but yeah, you're right. I did get a Dead Rising vibe from the whole scenario, but...
Well, we get more hints of it than the actual thing, because we also get, like, people... Like, one dude has just decided he's going to become Jason now. He's got the hockey mask, he's got a chainsaw, whatever.
I want to see a guy beat a spider to death with a gallon of milk for no reason.
Yeah. Put on that big kind of faux Lego head. I forgot what that's called.
Hey, I found a katana.
Yeah. But, we get some people just kind of shooting, stabbing, whatever. Mm-hmm. But most of them aren't making it out of there.
So, up on the roof, you know, the spiders are swarming up there, too. And they're climbing up this tower, which for some reason spiders can't climb the cell phone tower that well. But I'm like, spiders would just be right up that thing.
Oh, yeah. The climbing up, is their jam, yo. Yeah.
The first one up, Dougie Doug does this lazy-ass swing with the shotgun.
So lazy.
That it looks like this thing has no mass. He just knocks the spider flying asunder with that.
I feel like he dropped the gun, and they were like, fuck it, keep it. We'll add a spider to it. Like,
my guess is they're just like, you're being attacked by a spider, and just held up that tennis ball on a stick, and he just went, I can knock that away.
This movie had no tennis ball on sticks.
No. Probably not.
It had, what was the Dean Devlin spraying silly string on the Scarlett Johansson? But anyway.
He probably did insist that he did it himself, too.
Oh, he wanted to make sure.
Has he had any charges yet?
Not yet.
Okay. I'm surprised. But anyway.
One of his victims gets off the wall, then.
a whole slew of really low IMDb scores.
Is that what Bad Samaritan is based on? Anyway.
All right. So now... the deputy here, he barricades himself in a store, has this kind of heroic moment where he, spiders reach through and grab him, and he gets a chainsaw and he cuts all their legs off. He's looking badass. He turns around and runs, and they stop to, show that he knocked a mannequin over, so it's giving oral to another mannequin.
Yeah, why? It was so random.
That was really just...
Because jokes, Brian.
I have a weird suspicion.
Not juvenile enough.
I have a weird suspicion that just happened by accident, and they were like, that's hilarious. We have to put that in the movie.
Yeah, maybe. So then they stopped to properly frame and light.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, they would have to go back and just reshoot that happening.
Well, I mean, they may have had multiple cameras, like, filming at different angles.
Not on that angle.
Dean Devlin
and Roland Emmerich may have.
It probably happened, like Rob said, and then they actually went back and reshot.
Maybe they were like, oh yeah.
We should put that in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I could
see Michael Bay doing that. Mm-hmm.
But so I also feel like this is...
There'd be more explosions.
Yeah, his crotch would explode. But I also feel like...
Same amount of goo on the ladies, though.
I also feel like this is just, you know, they're like...
Deputy, he also got goo in the mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, but it wouldn't stick to the ladies because it'd be covered with so much baby oil already. True.
I'm sorry, Tony. Go ahead.
I'm not sorry. I'm an asshole.
All right, it doesn't matter now.
Right. So, here's some great logic for you. So, Dougie Doug's like, I'm afraid of heights. I'm not going to climb that tower.
Yeah.
So instead, I'm going to jump off the fucking roof.
Yep.
How does that work?
Don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess falling damage is turned off because he's fine.
Well, he lands safely in that bush.
And he runs into Deputy Pete. And Deputy's like, all right, I got a plan. We're going to run away.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally just run out of the film.
Yep. It worked.
Because there's spiders everywhere. And they just run.
They don't fully run out of the film because they will show up again.
Well, exactly. But they're like, we're just out of this situation.
Yeah, don't worry about us anymore, guys. We'll see you at the end. Just before the credits. Don't you worry about that.
All right. So now, meanwhile, Chris or David Arquette's like, time for heroic exit. Zip line time.
Yeah. So he grabs his jacket. He throws it on this wire, slides down into an open air vent. A spider grabs the line, slides after him, and both of them scream all the way down, wee.
Yep.
both
it's a fun him zip line.
And the spider. And
the spider.
And the spider, yeah.
God damn it.
You ever been on a zip line, Tony? You kind of have to.
I would imagine spiders would be pretty much used to that by now. Yeah. But
I wait too much. They wouldn't let me.
So, oh. Anyway, yeah, anyway, he gets down into the building. We're all working our way to the basement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it connects to the mine, which, right. again, everyone thinks is a good way out. But, of course, we know.
But that's where they've been taking the toxic waste.
That's right. Also where the spiders are all housing themselves, because it's a cold, damp, dark place.
And we know that there's methane gas down there.
Yes.
And toxic waste.
But they get down there, they seem to be surrounded, things are coming at them on both sides. But it turns out one of the doors being knocked down is knocked down by Brett,
yep.
who's on a forklift for whatever reason. And just...
Well, he's trying to escape from the spiders in the yes. tunnel. And then, like, so when he breaks the door down, they're like, let's go in the tunnel!
Yeah!
It's full of fucking spiders! But whatever. And I do want to point out, if there was methane gas on there, the spiders wouldn't be down there either.
Yes.
No.
They would run away from that.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, they go through a methane pocket. They can't use their guns, so they kill a spider with a crossbow. Chris is like, I have a plan. We'll use the methane gas that we've been talking about all movie to blow up the spiders.
Which literally, like, one of the first few scenes, the first scene that where they talk about the mine.
Yeah.
They mention gas, and I go, they're going to lure spiders into the mine and blow it up, aren't they?
Yep. You sure did say, like, right at the beginning.
You did say it. They did not lure them in there, but you were close enough.
So let me get this correct. We have a large colony of people in an area that is not able to be defended with firearms because it will cause an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to get out, being chased by the largest creature
mm-hmm.
with an impending fireball.
Okay.
And, oh, and the main character has to go back to mm-hmm. save a loved one.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. Just trying to map this out.
Yeah, quick side notes, though. When they kill the spider with the arrow, it, of course, is not the guy who's been carrying the crossbow, rather, sorry, the whole time.
Not sure.
Yeah, he's got to throw it to the sheriff just because
like, he's hot.
Yeah.
Badass.
Yeah.
So I like that they do the pointless love scene between David Arquette and the sheriff. And the sheriff's like, look, I know. Your dad told me it's good. We're mm-hmm. fine.
Yeah.
Here's a kiss. Go do your thing.
Get out.
Yeah, again, I like that. It's not some big whiny thing. He's yep. just like, I got it. Already on board.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've heard that from every guy in this town.
Yeah.
I am the only woman in this town.
So he goes, he finds Gladys, he finds the dirt bike.
Well, yeah, I also like here, he goes through, he does look for like one or two other corpses before he finds Gladys, which I don't even know how that works because she was caught way earlier than most people. But like, he then just passes by all these other wrapped up bodies and like, I'm not even checking on them. Fuck it, we're leaving. Like,
yeah, some of those just got taken.
Yeah,
he shouldn't be dead yet.
Like that janitor guy should be okay. Like
the janitor guy should be there. That barber should be there. Yeah. Like.
They found the mayor that was taken before the janitor.
Yeah.
He was okay. He was like, I don't feel so good, but other than that, he was fine.
I was so hoping a spider was going to burst out of his chest.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Anyway.
All right. So now you see the giant female orb spider, and it gets defeated by like a Silent Bob style attack where he sprays it with some perfume, and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the kid earlier gave them perfume. He's like, you know, they have very sensitive smells, so hit yourself with this and maybe it'll confuse them. So he starts spraying it in her face, and she's like, meh, meh. I think she does actually make those noises, by the way.
So, what do we think about the shenanigans here with the generator?
Using the, what, the taser to restart it?
Wouldn't work, but whatever.
I mean, to be honest with you, I have not been thinking at all through this whole film, so this is just another kind of par for the course situation.
Yep. So basically, they can't get the generator to start up. They can't find gas for it. So Scar Johansson's like, we'll just taser it, because that will carry all the way through to all the power lines
and
all that.
Carry through all those kids' power lines.
Yeah.
I can see if they had fuel but didn't have an ignition.
Yeah, that would work.
I can see that, but they had no fuel in it, so how would it
Alternatively, run? If they had simply just played Motley Crue's Kickstart My Heart when they tased the generator.
Then, like,
that would have helped.
Like the sheriff would have had, like, let her hair down and swing back and forth.
Yeah,
the ball,
that's,
know, like,
that's
like,
fine,
that
too.
That has to happen. Like,
or even, like, keep on the it ace. Starts raining on her.
Yeah.
She's kind of like...
If we kept on the AC/DC
right. Yeah, game, Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. Mm-hmm. Or even TNT.
Indeed. So, anyway, just... At this point, you're so inundated with silliness, you're like, I don't even
care. Yeah, how could you care?
Oh, yeah.
David Arquette just rides his dirt bike out of the mine while being chased like a fireball, like the Death Star is about to explode here. And
my argument here was again, who cares? But they're like, oh, we're going to blow up the mine because that's where the spiders are. But, like, the spiders are all chasing them out, and half of them are already out and in the mall.
Yeah.
So this really shouldn't
don't
do
worry, that
much.
Mall explodes too.
Well, yes, for some reason that does.
Mm-hmm. My question is, what about those trapdoor spiders that probably weren't here?
They ain't going to mine.
Well, that ostrich farm is now a trapdoor spider farm.
Burt Gum and Reba McEntire take care of those.
Maybe those plans for a sequel.
Possibly.
Dougie Doug and the deputy show up. They're like, we got help. Woo.
Maybe that's probably what happens.
We went two towns over and we found apparently the entire police force, the fire department, and whoever else. They're all like conspiracy theorists.
Everyone from Arizona. So this has to take place like around Arizona somewhere.
That's a lot of places.
Yeah, that is a lot of places. But I mean, I'm just trying to, you know.
Yeah.
They specify from Arizona? Ballpark,
because they said all those people came from Arizona.
Okay, that makes sense.
So this may be somewhere else in Arizona or...
Yeah, whatever.
So one other detail. Before David Arquette rode out of the mine, he did find the gold load.
Yes, which I postulated a theory that maybe his father actually got sick and all the toxic gas came from the fact that, you know, his later years, his father... had just been spray painting all the rocks gold in the mine, causing all this commotion and his health problems. So
just to make people think they still had money?
Yeah, because it was a big fake-ass gold vein just painted on the side of this mine.
It also doesn't amount to anything, right? Like,
Eric that's Hartman a story. Ate it and then shat it out.
That's a story for another time, Tony.
All right. My mistake.
And the movie ends, but the pain's not over, because what do we get in the credits?
It's a long road. What are you doing it alone?
No, we get Tom Waits' version of the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Joey Deluxe version.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You
could have got Tom Waits to do this.
Wash the
again, a politely worded letter was all you need to do, too. He would have starred in the movie, too. He could have played one of those rednecks.
Down came we'll the give you a rain.
Yeah, so that smells horrible. So we'll end this here. That is Eight-Legged Freaks from 2002. So on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 48%. Audience gave this a score of 32%. That's their thoughts and opinions. What about you and yours on this one, Brian? Let's start with you.
So this movie is pretty harmless. Like, I would recommend it if it wasn't about spiders. I hate spiders, therefore I'm not gonna recommend it because it's just so silly. It's just so like it's a almost so bad it's good kind of laugh while you watch it because it's just fucking terrible. Like, it's just, but I hate spiders, so I don't want anyone who hates spiders to watch this, so don't watch it. All fuck spiders.
Rob.
Fuck Tony for making me watch
this. I feel those scores are accurate. However, I will recommend this movie. This movie is pretty much right up my alley. I will say this. Don't watch it by yourself. Watch it with friends and just laugh. The ball tasing scene is pretty much worth the price of admission right on its own. And just the spiders making ridiculous sounds.
Why do they make noises?
It's so stupid. But the movie, it moves along quickly, and it gets where it's going fast enough. It is just an absolute stupid movie, but I enjoyed it. So, yeah, I'll recommend it based on that.
All right, Joe.
Brian hit it on the head when he said this movie's harmless. You know from the moment you see the title of Eight-Legged Freaks that you're not getting a cinematic masterpiece. You're just getting schlock. But it's harmless schlock, and it's tons of fun. And, you know, I enjoyed myself watching it. I was totally able to shut my brain off and just go along for the ride. And, yeah, total recommend.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do the same, but it is schlocky. It is dumb as shit. You know what you're getting into, but, yeah, as long as you can enjoy that, it is fun. We didn't mention this, but they do bring up, like, they have clips, I believe, from, like, them and so on throughout the movie, and it's obviously meant to be some kind of, you know, homage to them or something, you know, like, they made a B-movie is the idea.
I mean, for a B-movie, them was pretty serious.
Well, but you know what I mean. Like, even the cover, like, if you've ever seen the poster for this, it's got the spider, you know, jumping out and David Arquette screaming or whatever in the corner. It looks like one of those old-style movies. And that's definitely what it's meant to be, and I think it works as that. And it's just dumb, fun, and, as you said, harmless. So, yeah, like, maybe, as Rob said, don't watch it alone or whatever, but, yeah, it's a good time. I enjoyed it. So that's three of the four recommending Eight-Legged Freaks, so we're going to go with that as a recommendation for this week. What else do we have for the people, Brian?
D20 and Fake Time. It is time to make that roll to see what we watch off our list of a million movies to watch from. It's Joe's turn. Joe, what do you know?
Gonna roll it on my notebook.
As is tradition.
See how that goes.
Feeling off it. That notebook.
Feeling it. Here it goes. 14.
Ooh. 14. All right.
That's a 14 from Joe. And nope. Not looking good by Rob's reaction here.
So 14 is 1998's Armageddon.
Fuck.
Fuck. Welcome back.
I didn't know that was on the list.
Welcome back to the Bayverse. How is that on the list? I know how it's on the list. I don't know why I'm asking these questions.
Yeah.
You all approve the list. I don't want to hear it.
All right. Spoiler alert. 4 out of 4 dislikes. Recommend Deep Impact. Next.
Wait. I was with you until that last part.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Not Deep Impact.
I remember liking Armageddon when it came out. There, I said it. Fuck all y'all.
I left the theater pissed.
I don't think I've ever seen it all the way through.
Well, that's going to change.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, I won't even weigh in right now. Let's just wait until next week when we have to deal with that.
Hope I can find a copy that fits on Dropbox. Hooray. Well, anyway.
Fuck!
What do we have? What do you got for the people, Rom?
Guys, thank you so very much for listening.
Aerosmith, Joe.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
I think that's when I stopped liking Aerosmith, too.
I can't imagine why. You get to listen to Aerosmith while Ben Affleck eats animal crackers off of Dyer's stomach. What about that doesn't seem appealing to you, Joe?
Not even Steve.
Keep in mind that I threw up in my mouth a little saying that.
I want to see Steve Buscemi eat animal crackers off Ben Affleck's stomach.
He'll do it for free, probably.
He will, yeah.
Sure. Affleck, I don't know.
No, Steve Buscemi would do it just to have the animal crackers.
If you do it where he's eating them off of, like, Steve Buscemi in Liv Tyler's dress, like...
Ooh. Ooh, I like
Steve
that.
Steve Buscemi.
I do, totally happened. Steve Buscemi, we watch it eat animal crackers. I'm in. I get animal crackers, I'm down.
How many animal crackers? Is it more than 3? I'll do it. Guys, thank you so very much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com and consider subscribing. We have a new episode every week. Please help spread the word about the show by leaving a positive review on iTunes. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at 4ampodcast. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. And of course, check out our website again for all of our previous episodes, all of our little asides that we have put there. If we put any... But there's also... There's also a link to our shop where you can buy cool merchandise with our faces on it, I guess.
And donate money if you want to.
Yeah, you can donate money, and you could also sponsor an episode like we might have coming up. So stay tuned for that.
Thank you all for listening to us once again. We hope you join us all next week for Armageddon. Hoy. It'll be a rough one, but we'll get through it or explode and die on a meteor. Anyway, until then.
I'm sad.
Deuces.
Awesome.
All right. Bye, bye.
Good night, everyone.